This is the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. Keep it evil, everyone.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
What's up, evil ones?
This is a bonus episode.
Season
3 finale bonus. Yeah. We just had our interview with Asuka, and me and Brett were just sort of talking about, you know, that went so well and how we've come so far in 3 years.
Yes, we have.
Now you're seeing the behind the scenes. I don't have all my lights on, so I'm kind of.
He turned them off already.
Yeah. We were talking about how our backgrounds look so good. And when we first started, I don't think we even paid attention to any of that kind of stuff.
No, we didn't really.
But I'm very proud of
how we sort of strive to make it look good.
We do. I'm really proud of how far we've gotten with this in 3 years.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't think it would last.
3 years, man. Starting four next week.
And it's come a long way, man. You know, we've me and Brett can do a show now just at the drop of a finger. We even know the timing. We know exactly when to stop without even saying any. We used to actually have a code, which was Michael Myers, when I thought we were rambling on.
I ain't heard that word in forever.
We don't need it anymore because we've gotten good at this shit.
Yeah, we try to keep it about an, you know, hour, 45 minutes to an hour, you know.
But yeah, in the beginning, we didn't know when to stop. We would just ramble on. The only show I was disappointed in the last 6 months was that Amityville show. I think we waited too long to start the show. Man, I think it affected our pacing because we didn't really give that movie the attention it should have got, I don't think.
Yeah, and I had a little bit too much to drink that night.
You were that what was it? What'd that guy call you? The sloppy guy that.
Oh, I was sloppy. Yeah, I was sloppy.
The slob on the left appeared
on
drunk.
The left.
And you're like, no, the slob on the left was full face drunk. He wasn't in the pier.
Oh, I was in rare form that night. So.
Yeah. But, I'm really proud of everything. You know, I wanted to push the YouTube, and I don't think you were so into it at first, but we got 500 subscribers, which is a big deal because we don't promote this show.
Not really.
Except on Facebook, and that's, you know, just word of mouth.
And
so
I put a reel out when I put an episode out.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
How many total views have we had on YouTube? And we've only been doing YouTube for a year.
2 years.
2 years. Okay. I thought it was a year.
Yep. Yeah, we started it in 2022.
I think our first YouTube thing was with George, actually.
Yeah, it was, actually, yeah.
Well, it might have been.
I had to do some heavy editing on that.
Yeah, we might have done that stupid anniversary show first where we're back.
Oh, God.
I think that was actually on YouTube, I think.
Let's not even talk about that. After that, we decided we're not doing that no more.
No. That was like a 3-hour episode.
Yeah, that's before we were paying for Zoom.
And it was great because we had all kinds of people wishing us, you know, well for our anniversary and all, and we threw them all on there. But
well,
you know,
we started the YouTube like 2 weeks before they changed it where you
have to pay.
Yeah, or you had to pay or you only get 40 minutes.
Yeah, I think they had to because of COVID. You know, they were making a killing, you know, just because everybody was using it. But once COVID was gone, they had to start charging. And that's the best money you could pay, really, the way Zoom operates.
Yeah, it's well worth
it. I think every podcast that's on YouTube uses Zoom, from what I've gathered, because I hear people talking all the time. I watch all the wrestling podcasts, and I think every one of them's done on Zoom.
Yeah,
I know Eric Bischoff, who used to be the WCW president. He's gotten so into YouTube that he just goes live on YouTube and does his own show now. And he used to just be podcast only. And you know, the video and the element of that just brings a whole new world to this stuff, I think, myself.
Exactly.
Because honestly, yep. I don't like listening to people talk unless I'm in the car or something. But I'll sit on the couch and watch YouTube videos. If I see somebody, it changes it for me.
Especially when it's on the big screen, yeah.
But I'm just a visual person. That's, you know, I always have been.
Yep.
But so I'm here to brag on us, and I can't think of too many negatives. I mean, we probably need to do more interviews because I think we've got our interview styles down really good now. So we need
We got somebody lined up.
We do. Scott Kluta will be our next guest.
He's a fucking hoot, dude.
Yeah, you and him would be buddies, I think.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Reminds me of the Moxley days, the way we would all get.
He made me a little moist.
I know. But yeah, I think this has been the most successful season we've had, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, we've sort of got the format where we do a movie for the main episode and do an album review for the midweek. I don't know how we got to that format, but it seems to work. You know, originally we were doing these top tens and whatever, but I think our format works. I don't see really changing it around. You know, we were supposed to be reviewing haunted attractions and we got away from that. That's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, we can still
because,
do it every once in a while.
I know everybody, and it'd be hard for me to criticize, honestly. I'm hard when it comes to the haunts, since I've done so much in them, it's hard to criticize anybody that does anything in the haunted house industry because you put your heart and blood into it. And even if it doesn't work out so well, it's hard for me to say, wow, this sucks.
Yeah.
Music and movies, I can criticize all day long.
Yeah.
So I don't think I could be very critical on the haunts.
Exactly. Unless we're just going to interview somebody, you know.
I wouldn't mind doing interviews. I wouldn't mind getting Richard on here. Maybe do an interview with Alan.
I couldn't review haunted houses either.
I couldn't, but I wouldn't mind interviewing
exactly.
And promoting. You know, we were going to do that last year, but we really sort of lost track of it.
Yeah. Too much
and
stuff
we're loyal
going
to Moxley
on,
Manor, and everybody knows that. We're always going to be loyal to Moxley over anybody else. I love the Dark Hour and Alan. But, you know, Moxley's our home haunt, so it would be really hard, you know, to do a, you know, not put Moxley on top. So, but we definitely could do some interviews, you know.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that this year.
Todd James from the Cutting Edge, he actually wanted to come on last year when I talked to him at the Texas Haunters Convention.
Well,
but
let's get him this year.
I know we really got to start focusing on interviews, and you know, we talked to all those people at Texas Frightmare Weekend and we didn't do anything with it. So
not really. No, we sort of had a bad taste in our mouth because of the Friday night fiasco where we couldn't part.
Well, that's true too.
Not knocking the convention or
no,
anything,
it
but
wasn't the convention. It was fucking, Irving. They didn't book their shit. It wasn't the convention's fault.
No.
I blame that on the city of Irving.
Yep, exactly. But
you just can't move a convention overnight, so I don't know how long they're going to be there, but parking is definitely an issue.
Exactly.
But again, I don't blame the convention at all. The show was great. We had a good time.
Shout out to Lloyd Cryer and his wife.
Definitely. We had an awesome time when we got in there, and talked to a lot of people and made a lot of contacts. I've still got a lot of them, and I think we need to push for that.
Yep.
Because I think
sure.
If we could get an interview a month, even, it would add to the show for a season 4 to make it, you know, we got to keep improving. So that would be a way to improve.
Exactly.
That's my take on it.
Like our buddies from Middle Age and Creeped Out, they're doing an interview every week almost.
They are. They
like.
Are.
So
you kind of have to evolve, you know, or it gets stale.
Exactly.
And I think we've gotten a little comfortable with our system. So, yeah, we need to sort of maybe add and, you know, add to it, not change it, just do a little bit of additions.
Well, that's what our evil talks will be. Will be an interview.
Yeah. Yeah, because everybody loves evil talk.
But, yeah, I know. I don't
it's
know
better
what's up
than
with
the,
that.
What we used to call it, the, we had a different, we've had three names for the evil talk segment.
Yeah. We don't know what the fuck we're doing with that shit, but
No, that doesn't seem to be our forte, and that's what we're doing tonight, but we're not going to call it an evil talk. We're calling it
Exactly.
a bonus episode.
Well,
This might come out for a midweek here this week. I don't know.
it might.
Because we'll be busy with the haunt convention,
Yeah, I got
and
a
we all.
lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all the things I have to do right now.
I have nothing planned to do for it. I'm just going to show up.
I know you text me like, do I have to show up Friday?
Yeah, I don't want to show up Friday. You know?
No, Carl, I'll get your pass for you.
You're the producer.
Just show up Saturday morning about 9.
Hey, you're the producer and I'm the talent. There you go.
Well,
Feed my ego.
that's another reason why I have to stay over there, man, because I got too much shit to do. So
Yeah.
it's like you just get to show up, and then after you're done, you get to go to the
I
dark
know, like I
bar.
said, I feel like I'm more the talent than I am, for making anything happen. If you quit, then I wouldn't be doing a show. I have no idea what to do.
Well, I have no plans of quitting, so.
Okay. Yeah, you quit, and I'm like, well, I guess I'll just start putting stuff on YouTube here.
Unless I kick the bucket.
Well, I think I
So.
got the passwords of the YouTube account now, don't I,
Yeah,
somewhere?
you can get on there now. Yeah. But
Okay, if you kick the bucket, I'll keep the show going.
Zoom, on the other hand, that is.
Well, we're going to be refreshing Zoom, and we might get some different stuff on it, I'm hoping.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. I think they've changed it in a year from what we originally paid for.
I hope so because, yeah,
Yeah,
because you're
Evil
wanting to
Never Dies
do,
Wrestle Talk depends upon it.
yeah, you're wanting to do your wrestling show and we're also probably going to be changing podcast.
That's what you keep saying, yeah.
Well, I'm waiting here. I'm working some stuff out.
You're the producer of the show, dude.
So
Yeah,
might be moving over to iHeartRadio.
like I said, in this case, I'm just the talent on the show. I don't do anything to make the show happen. I kind of creative, I give you a little, well,
But
let's
you
do
need to
this.
learn. You need to
I don't
learn.
want to. I'm too busy. I like being the talent. I just like to show up and talk. I don't want to do none of the behind the scenes.
Oh
I've
shit.
had to do all that stuff my whole life. I want to just have it easy for a while.
Yeah.
You're the producer.
So what's some of your highlights of the last year, Carl?
The Hammer films we did, because
Yeah.
those people love,
Yep.
especially the Draculas.
Exactly. Yep.
I think I'm proud that we did a lot of the newer movies this year, like
Yeah.
Megan and that what was it, Dark Swim, whatever it was called. I
Yeah.
always get the name of that movie confused. That was a highlight that we did, modern stuff and not stuck, we're not stuck in the past always. I want
Exactly.
hopefully continue that in the future too, that we keep, keep track of the more up to date movies and
Well, I've seen a couple of new movies, actually.
Yeah, well, we were gonna do the Adams stuff, and we never got that in season three. That would be a down note. I'd like to move in season
Yeah,
four.
we definitely need to get John and Toby on the show for sure. They're such cool people.
And I've seen all the movies now too. That was another thing, because I didn't have access to a lot of them because shit, I got so much I can pay for streaming. I didn't have them all right together, and I finally did.
Exactly. Didn't you get the free preview for Shudder or
I
whatever?
did. I was watching something on Shudder, and I managed to get the last Adams movie watched.
With the AMC or whatever the hell it is.
Something like that.
Oh.
The thing with
Oh
Shudder is,
shit, dude. We almost went 2 hours with the Ask
I thought it
interview.
was 2 hours. I thought that was, I could feel it. But shit, we
Good though.
covered the.
You guys are gonna love it.
We, yeah, this is a good one. This isn't boring. We covered an entire 30-year band history in 2 hours. So
Yep.
from start to finish. Well, we didn't get into the actual where they formed in Panama, but from album one all the way up to the current day album in 2 hours. So I'm pretty impressed. I kept that thing going well. I was good interviewer tonight.
Yep, Carl basically ran the show tonight. So
well, sometimes I just take over.
Yeah. Well, like we was talking earlier, you know about them guys. You've known them for 30 something years. You've been to all their shows, and I can't wait to see them again live and see them play the new album for sure. So
yeah, for real, and get Eric, you know, completely, you know, on board with the band. You know, they said they're working, you know, to get him and George down to where they have that Iron Maiden is what I would call it mix.
Yep. Exactly.
Because Daryl and George had that when they played the Trooper, it sounded better than Iron Maiden. And I kid you not, I am not exaggerating. The guitar work on that was better than Maiden.
Awesome.
So when, you know, and again, I love Chris, and we didn't mention Bryant tonight because, you know, he just sort of like flaked out and just left. But Bryant and Chris never had that chemistry with George that Daryl had. And I think Eric is going to have it. I really do. Yep. And again, it feels like Daryl's back in the band almost, you know,
I could see that when we seen him that last time, you know.
Daryl, you know, had a lot of, you know, he drank pretty heavy and stuff. So there was always those, you know, and the band's not into that. You know, they're not into the, and that was part of the problem with Daryl. You know, he'd get a little drunk and shit. So that was the takeaway from him. But man, you get some drinks in and that dude could play. He was a player. Still miss Daryl Norton to this day. One of my favorite people.
So, what else we got going on?
Well, you got Evil Bunny is on every show now.
Oh, Evil Bunny.
Bad Bunny, sorry. Evil Bunny's on the floor.
Oh.
But Bad yeah, you Bunny. Know, we've updated the set here at the Count Karabi Studio, I guess we'll call it. We have our own studio.
I want to do something different.
We have our own studio within a museum. Now, that for season four, I'm going to get me a sign that says on the air so people will quit walking through. Although that is part of I think the best part of our show, and I've said this before, is the fact that we just have it, you know, two guys talking about things. It's not like, you know.
Not scripted.
Yeah, we don't script anything.
I don't even write notes down anymore.
When we started, we fucking had notes everywhere, and you know.
Oh, like, I know. I got the new desk set up here, and I went through,
and found the original notes.
All my original notes from like season one.
And anytime
like,
I look
oh
something up, everybody knows because I look on my iPad when we want to know something. So
like, oh my god, do I need this shit? No,
no, we don't do notes. We do it all improv, and it's like I said, I want it to feel like just two guys hanging out talking and. You're just kind of listening in.
Well, that's like I've always said, you know, like we'd be texting or whatever. And
yeah,
it's like, we just need to be recording this stuff.
And see, that's the thing. Me and Bob, you know, the Video Bob show, which it's evolved to, didn't used to be that. It used to be just me and him bullshitting like me and you do. And when Bob got, you know, more famous and busy, you know, that sort of lost that avenue. And you know, I've had a couple guys in the past that were friends with, and but you know, YouTube wasn't as easily available, and neither was podcasting. And when you wanted to do this, I'll be honest, I was like, I don't know if Brett's can handle this. And my God, you have proved me wrong over and over again. I can't brag on you enough.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate
it's just an outstanding job you do with this. Like I said, you amaze me every week with the production stuff, and you really, you've set the bar high now, man.
Well,
I don't brag on you
it.
A lot, but I'm going to brag on you tonight.
Well, I appreciate it, man.
You definitely
I try. It keeps me grounded, man.
It's you found your calling with this stuff. Not saying that the haunt stuff isn't, but this definitely is you found your creative vehicle with the production side of it, especially. And you've gotten so good. I remember how timid you were in the beginning, and now you're not at all.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
No. Scott might get us banned from YouTube. Nah, we're just joking.
Well, if anybody gets us barred from YouTube, it's what's his name tonight?
Scott, yeah.
Showing his puffy nipples.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's funny. But.
But that'll be the end of the season three. We're moving on to the Texas Hunters Convention, and we'll be back for season four with a new theme song of some sort.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be the Thorn, I'm pretty sure.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
At least a start.
Maybe season five we'll finally get our own produced song.
Yeah. We're on a budget, so
We are on a budget.
we can
Tight
only afford
budget.
$2.
Yeah.
Where's my $2? But yeah, we're working on that, and like I said, you're working on gonna be doing your wrestling
Evil Never
show,
Dies Wrestle Talk.
and we got some stuff coming up.
So we're building the Evil Never Dies brand is what we're doing.
It's a brand.
It's a brand now. It sure the fuck is. Like I said, I was amazed that I went to Google and just put in the Evil Never Dies podcast and all this shit came up. I'm like, hell, all the crap I've done over the years, I don't think I've ever had anything that pops up like this.
It's every podcast platform pops up for
Yeah.
sure. So,
And then I what was that one thing I was reading to you? It was reviewing the whole show. I'm like, how the hell did this happen?
oh yeah, I for what was that? It was
I'm gonna find it again.
Pod Chaser or some shit like that. I
And
can't.
even though we're a podcast, you know, we're on the YouTube, so
But yeah,
I don't even know where I found that now.
and just all the people that just over the last year that we've met and know, just on Facebook or whatever. Ooh, it
Yeah,
got
we've met
dark
so
all
many
of a sudden.
people. Yeah.
You got dark all of a sudden.
That's because I had my iPad up.
Oh, okay. But
But all the friendships, you know, with the creepy guys
well, we
and
got the
Jimbo and
you
Kyle
know
and
them guys have been
they're
from
like
the
family
beginning,
now.
they've been from the beginning. They've
Yeah,
always
and they still
supported us.
support us.
And I don't know why.
I don't know why either, because we're just, yeah.
Because we're idiots, and
And Jerry and Tracy and
yeah, I love them for sure. They're
I
one of the
know
reasons
we
why I even
every
started
year we
this.
mention these guys, but they've just really were the foundation that helped us get to where we are.
And I've just met so many people, and so that you've never even met in person before that are just tight,
Yeah.
They're just good people.
Yeah, I
Wish
haven't
I'm
had this
saying.
much fun since me and Bob sit in my living room over next door and
Fun.
recorded the Metallica episode that was shown on public access cable like three times a week. And we were in the hamburger place like, "Hey, you're Bob and Carl from the Metallica show." And we're like, "What?" So yeah.
But yeah, hopefully we meet some more friends at the Texas Hunters Convention here coming up next week. And we'll probably by the time you hear this, it'll I don't know. We're gonna put it out for the midweek. You'll hear it, so
You'll hear it. Yep. This will be the midweek, and then you won't hear from us for a week. When we
yeah.
come back,
Well, we're gonna go live and
we're
stuff
gonna
from the
go live and we're
convention.
gonna have our shorts. Like, remember the infamous Killer Clowns from Outer Space short that this went
That
viral?
thing's got, yeah, it's that's three quarters of our views.
That and the Kiss concert with Jeremy drunk in the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we had a lot of good stuff go on season three, man. We had a lot of
Yep.
fun for sure.
And
Oh,
we track on to
shit.
season four and after the haunt convention. That's our new thing. Every year we'll have our season finale. And I don't think we'll ever top this year's season finale. That was a great, great interview.
Yeah, it was for sure. It was fun, man. Good people, man.
They are. That's why when I attached myself to a band, they were the ones I did.
Yeah.
And yeah, that everybody who knows me always like, yeah, you and Asuka, y'all are like attached to the hip. I said, yeah, pretty much. You know, that's who I pretty, yeah, there's a lot of local bands I liked. And but Asuka was always different because they weren't really a local band. They were like a world band that was just based in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Well, they're good, man.
They're excellent.
I remember when you first turned me on to them, I was like, damn.
Anybody I've ever known that's been in the, that likes heavy metal, I've turned on to Asuka. They've always liked them. My friend Sammy Haber, who I'd love to come out to the show, I'm going to invite him out.
I remember you sent me some songs. This is even before I was even on Apple. You said, listen to these. I was like, damn, man. George's got just such a wide range that he can sound like anybody.
Yeah.
Because
And
you get hints of Maiden, Halford,
well, when he's in Clovenhoof and the other bands, it's different, but Asuka is just really is where he belongs.
Exactly.
Actually, he never recorded with Omen. I wish he would have. I think that would have been a great record if they would have got it out. But Kenny Powell's crazy, so
Kenny Powell's crazy.
He is. Banshee has definitely got more stuff coming with George, so that's something to look forward to because those have been some really good releases as well. So
yeah, that Mind Slave album is fucking
it is.
Awesome, dude. I got the fucking picture disc too, man. I wish I had a
record player.
Yeah, a record player to listen to that shit on, dude.
Well, if you get you some records, you can go right up the road to Born Late Records.
Yeah, I want to go there and
our friends
find
Henry and
something.
John.
I want to find something new there for the studio, dude, a poster or something.
Yeah. John will be there tomorrow if you want to go up.
Maybe we should go up there, man.
I need to come up with some money, and he's got a Motley Crue poster that with Karabi and all of them signed.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm going to have to negotiate for that.
Negotiation.
I'd actually make room to put that on the wall because that's the only part of Motley Crue that I – that and Mick Mars. I was listening to Mick's solo album today. I
Well,
haven't
that's
gave that
good,
thing
man.
– haven't gave that enough credit, I don't think.
Yeah,
So.
that's a good album, man. I was listening to it a couple weeks ago.
And again, I think that's my biggest weakness on the show is doing the album reviews because I'm not an album guy. So
yeah.
I'm going to come up with some unique things for season 4 for midweeks that I can do that I'll have a little bit more fun with and just talk about an album that I only like 3 songs from, but I love the band.
Do it
So
to it, man.
I've got some ideas brewing for that. So I may not really do the album review format. It might be a top 10 format for certain bands because there's thousands of bands, man. I could go, and that way we ain't got this where I'm stealing your thunder and your albums away anymore.
Yeah, and you're not going to be able to do Anthrax, Sound of White Noise.
Yeah, like I'll be able to cover it when I do my Anthrax episode. I think I could do that in about 15, 20 minutes and do a fresh take on all the different bands. Get like 10 songs from the John Bush era. So I got some ideas for some midweeks.
Armored Saint's got a new album out too, man. It's pretty good. That I heard the first single off it.
I'll have to check it out.
Oh,
yeah,
it's fucking awesome, dude.
We love some Armored Saint.
His voice is not, John Bush's voice is not wavered in 30
not at
fucking
all.
years, dude.
Not at all.
Awesome fucking vocalist. Different, nice. Unique vocals. He don't sound like anybody else.
Remember, he was going to be the lead singer of Metallica at one point.
Yeah.
That wasn't a playing around. They were really trying to get him. I don't know how that would have worked out, honestly. I just don't think it would have.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that at one point James Hetfield thought he wasn't a good front man. It's just sort of, I scratch my head like, what? But, you know, we've had our love-hate relationship with Metallica, but I'll never knock James. He's one of the best front men out there, really.
Yeah.
He runs that band great.
Yeah.
Now, what else is there?
I don't know, man. Just thanks, everybody. We really appreciate it. I'm very humbled.
You seem humbled.
I am. I'm very humbled about, just every time I get a notice that somebody's left a comment or something, it's like I just good or bad, whether I'm a slob or
I don't ever get any negative comments. I don't know why.
don't know, I'm just an idiot. I don't know.
Like I said, I'll just be the talent, you be the producer, and we
I'll
have
be
our
the
recognition.
slob idiot.
And we always pick on you, Brett.
I know. I've been
If we
picked on
didn't,
since I was two.
but you like it. Like me and Jimbo when we pick on you.
I know.
It's fun. You like it. If you couldn't take it, I wouldn't do it.
I never get mad.
You get mean when you pick on me.
I
You
get
get mean.
mean.
You do. You have a mean streak when you get in your little moods.
Like when I was fucking with you with the sound that time.
Yeah, that's mean shit. That's going to make me just say, well, fuck the show and quit for the week. Not quit the show, but just not do an episode because we can't get the shit to work.
Oh, fuck, that was funny though. That
Oh,
was a
Lord.
highlight of season three.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, you got anything else, Carl, you
I
want
don't
to
have anything else except look for more haunted house Karabi's Yard Haunt content coming, hopefully between now and October, because we don't hardly ever talk about the haunt anymore. It's like it don't even exist.
say? Yeah, we got to start working on stuff. I got stuff I'm got in the works here.
Okay, I'm gonna told you to that because I don't have anything in the works except actors. I need actors,
Yes, actors.
actresses, staff,
Yeah.
water throwers. We need all the above.
Fire eaters.
Fire Eater, that's a NASCAR album.
All right,
That is
everybody.
all I've got, and thanks everybody for everything. And
We love you all.
not everybody. There's a lot of people I hate.
Not anybody that listens to the show.
Probably. I'm a dickhead though. I'll always say I'm the asshole of the bunch.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
just I'll just I piss people off. I was talking shit about Aska's ex-bass player right to Danny and George, and they tried to divert. I don't give a fuck. That dude can go suck a dick. I don't give a shit. Don't like the guy. Didn't like him when he was in the band. Thought he was a dickhead. That's why, yeah, that's just me.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad you're you.
Yeah.
All
Sorry,
right,
dude, but I
everybody.
didn't like you, so sorry. Love Chris Minta. Chris is our buddy.
Yeah, he is. Love that guy.
Yep.
I just love his accent. It makes me moist.
Love Jason Sweat, their former drummer. I keep up with a lot of the ex-Aska guys.
All right,
That's all I
everybody.
got, and I'm
Check us
done.
out on the YouTube and all the social medias. And
I got to get Brett off of this thing. So we will
I've
be at
had my
Texas Haunters
second drink.
Convention and we'll be
Yeah.
back for season four,
Come out and see us.
Mesquite, Texas, table five, I think it is,
July 13th and 14th.
which will be this
Gonna
weekend when
have
you watch this.
t-shirts for sale. And stickers
Yep.
and all kinds of fun.
Lots of fun. But that will be it. We will be back in a week. So till then, stay evil.